Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Big Dance still has some ACC and North Carolina flavor. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. No, the NCAA tournament hasn't gone the way we wanted it. Well, most people expected it. ESPN received more than 17 million entries into its annual bracket contest, and after the first weekend, not a single correct bracket remains. Not one. But the ACC still has four of its nine teams alive, although few thought that Florida State, Syracuse, or maybe even Clemson would be among them, and that Virginia and North Carolina would be one and done and two and through. Duke seems to have had the easiest draw, clubbing Iona and Rhode Island to reach the Midwest Sweet 16. The Blue Devils are either playing the best of all the teams left or were just too good for their first two opponents. Time will tell. Nevada has to be the surprise of the field, coming back from 22 points down to shock second-seeded Cincinnati. The Wolf Pack, two words, has 6'7 brothers who left the Wolf Pack, one word, and are their new team's leaders. Caleb Martin and Kobe Martin from Moxville, North Carolina, bolted the departed Mark Gottfried's NC State program and are leading their new team in scoring, Caleb, and rebounding, Kobe. They wanted to attend UNC, but after visiting here, committed to State. Maybe both weren't offered scholarships by Roy Williams. Clemson, which absolutely annihilated Auburn in the second round, has senior Gabe DeVoe from Shelby, averaging nearly 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists a game, and lefty junior guard Shelton Mitchell from Waxhaw, who has been in double figures the entire tourney and shoots 85% from the line. The Tigers are one of three ACC teams in the Midwest Regional and stand a decent chance of upsetting top-seeded Kansas, whose star guard Devontae Graham is from Raleigh. If that happens, the winner of the 2-3 zone battle between Duke and Cinderella Syracuse, which won 3 games in 5 days, sound familiar? To make it to the Sweet 16 from the first four, could be going to the Final Four. But Chalk says it will be bigger Duke against quicker Kansas for that right. And if the Jayhawks are to win, Graham will have to play up to his averages of 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 7.5 assists per game. By the way, ESPN reseeded the Sweet 16 with Duke, Clemson, West Virginia, and Villanova number ones, and Kansas a number three. This is Archansky. See ya.